The Kedushas Levi points out that Parsha Shoftim is a parsha that we always read very close to Rosh Hashanah, to Yom HaRoim. And he says that the first pasuk of our parsha, Shoftim Shoftim Titum Chabachal Sharecha, is actually advice that the Torah HaKadosh is giving us how we should be able to have Rachmim, that Chodesh Baruch Hu should show mercy to us as we approach to him, as we approach him on the Yimei HaDin. He says that as we approach Rosh Hashanah, we need to do our part to create a situation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have chesed and have mercy on us. And the way to do so is if we show chesed towards everyone else, and if we try always to say b'malamet zchus and try to always advocate on behalf of other people, what happens when we act in such a way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have rachmanis on us. And if a person, by us acting that way, it creates a situation where HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanis on us. As the Kedushas Levi would often say, the Pasuk says in Tehillim Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph Pasuk Hey, Hashem Tzilcha, Hashem is like a shadow. The way a shadow always mimics what we're doing. And according to what we do, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with us. The Chavetz Chaim used to quote Rav Chaim Volozhiner, who asked his Rebbe, the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, how is it possible to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should act in such a fashion? So he says, the Pasuk says, Ki chelek Hashem amoy yachal Yaakov chav nachlosoy. We are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's family. We are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. So if we act towards other people with chesed, towards other Jews, who are we acting with chesed towards? We're acting with chesed towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. And it's obvious that if somebody sees that someone sees how you are acting that way towards his family, that will cause him to be very partial to you. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees, says the Gra, how we act towards other Jews, it causes him to act that way towards us. So says the Kedushas Levi. The Pasuk says, Shoftim v'shoytrim titen lecha. A person is getting ready for Shoftim. A person is getting ready to be judged by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How will he succeed? B'chol sharecha. We have to look at all of his acts. And if what he constantly is doing, v'shoftu is ha'am mishpat tzedek, that he always is kind and shows rachmanis to other people, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he comes to judge him, will judge him in a similar fashion. As the Gemara Masechta Megillah Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph says, b'midas adam moided, the way a person behaves, moideten loy, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts towards him. And the Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Chav Zayin Amud Beis says, k'shem shadan tani l'schus, ha'mokim yodin eschem l'schus. If we judge other people favorably, it causes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should judge us favorably. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph says that a person has to always remember lifnei mi ata osa litein din v'cheshbin. And this is a very difficult statement because din represents the final judgment. And cheshbin means how you get to that final judgment. So shouldn't it have said cheshbin before din? So the Sefer Toldos Yaakov explains that din is how we act towards other people. When we see somebody do something, what is our reaction to what they do? And if our reaction is always a positive reaction towards what they are doing, so then when they need, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to do a cheshbon, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel needs to do a reckoning with us, what we should, how we should be rewarded, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let me see how this person reacted towards other people. And by seeing how this person reacted to other people, that will be the way I will react towards him. The pasuk says, "V'nasun l'charachamim v'richamecha." And the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Aleph Amud Beis explains, "Kol amarachim al abrius." Somebody who has rachmanis on other people, marachim alav min shemayim. When in shemayim they see that one person has rachmanis, acts in a benevolent, kind way towards other people, even though it's counter what is typical human nature. Human nature is a person typically is only concerned about himself, and yet this person shows rachmanis towards other people. So then what that causes is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Baal HaRachmim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who by nature is always the one that does rachmanis, has shows rachmanis, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says a human being that having rachmanis towards other people doesn't necessarily come to that person easily, yet the person is showing that that's the way he behaves towards other people, certainly that causes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should act that way towards him. Pasuk says in our week, in this week's parasha, Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirdayf. And the Sfasemis points out that whenever the Torah says the same word twice, as it says here, tzedek, tzedek, the Torah is trying to teach us how important what the Torah is telling us to do is. And it shouldn't just be a person, tzedek, tirdayf, that you want to do justice, you want to be nice. Tzedek, tzedek, the Torah repeats it to say that this should be a way we live. And the Sfasemis uses very interesting wording. He says, the second tzedek means to teach us that the tzedek that you do, the kindness that you show should, you show to other people, the way you act towards other people, should be tzedek be'emes. It should be true tzedek. It's not just that that's what you do, you're nice to other people. It should become who you are and what you are. The Tver Shleima says that what the pasuk here also is coming to teach us is, as it says in Perkei Avos, Havadanas kol adam l'kav schus, where you judging people favorably, that's how you are going to be judged favorably as well. He says that the pasuk says in Malachim, as Shlomo HaMelech was mispalel daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nesata la'avdecha lev shemeya, give me an heart that can understand. Ladas lishpoit as am chalahavim bein toiv l'ra. Ki miyochol lishpoit as am ha-kovar azeh. What was Shlomo HaMelech davening for? Shlomo HaMelech was davening, saying that I should be able to understand that not everybody is necessarily on my level of avodas Hashem. And I should not judge people, explains the Tver Shleima, using myself as the model. But rather, the way I should judge people is think about their trials and stipulations. And the pasuk says, "Man," the Zohar says, "Man the Iurav," the person who's great, should always remember Iuzar, that he's not that great. Maybe he was given circumstances that make it easy for him to serve Hashem. And not everybody has those circumstances. And that's why when you judge a person, don't just pay attention to what you would do. Pay attention to what his situation is and judge him according to that. And that, he says, is Pshat in the Gemara, Masechta Tainis, Daf Yoram and Aleph. The Gemara says, "Kol ha'olam nizam b'shvil Chanina b'ni, v'Chanina b'ni dailoi b'kav charuvin." Chanina himself, Rav Chanina ben Doisa, was satisfied with the smallest amount of food. Because for Chanina ben Doisa, that was enough. But just because that's enough for Chanina ben Doisa, that did not prevent Rav Chanina ben Doisa from realizing and recognizing that when he wants to help other people, he shouldn't use himself as the model, but rather what he should say is that what do they need? And think about their situation. And that's what the pasuk says. Shoiftim v'shoitrim titan l'cha b'chol asher recha. Just like a person has to judge himself, when he comes to judge himself, he shouldn't give himself any way out. Shoiftim v'shoitrim. When you think about yourself, you should take a very strong look at yourself. Are you doing what you're supposed to be doing? However, when it comes to other people, the shoftu es ha'am mishpat tzedek. When you come to think about other people, there you should treat them, always judge them favorably. Like takir upon him. Don't just look superficially, says the Tver Shloiman explaining the pasuk. And what is this person? And maybe he's not acting the way I believe he should be acting. But rather constantly try to analyze. Maybe he has a situation that causes him to do what he's doing. But believe and know that every Jew is really great. And by living a life that way, and thinking about other people that way, and acting towards other people that way, we will be zoichah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will act always towards us most favorably.